Frit Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass on editing named Kill Your Darlings with celebrated filmmaker and editor Susan Korda. In this extract, Susan talks about whether or not there are any differences in an editor's relationship with a documentary filmmaker and a fiction filmmaker.
I mean, for me, there's really no difference except one has a guide plan, a blueprint, the narrative, and it's based, performance really is so much, I mean, the deepest crux of it is the performance. And the documentary is actually a lot more exciting a lot of the time. And the way and just like an audience can make their film on your material, I'm an editor, can make my film on the director's material. My job is to actually honor and pull forth from the director more clarity on what he or she wants, or if they're very clear about what they want, to see how to deepen that. Like Didi Allen, who did Bonnie and Clyde, by the way, she worked with Sidney Lumet, who was a control freak. He used to take the film and grease pencil it where the cuts were, and Ann Coates, Ann V. Coates. She was in New York, cutting a Lumet film and having this pencil mark, and her assistant asked her, why? I mean, you're an Oscar winner, why are you doing this? And she said, New York, I get to go shopping, I get paid. So, you know, she was really cool about it. And what Didi Allen did was Didi Allen went in at 6 o'clock in the morning and started doing some cutting and then showed it to Lumet. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Yeah. So there are ways. So I like actually at this point troubleshooting. I don't like to wait for the director to hit his or her head against the wall and, you know, get tired of, you know, square peg round hole. You know, it's when they're willing to surrender to the material, but they still have the heart and the passion of making it into something. Right? So then I ask them top 10. What are the top 10 favorite scenes? For me, it's a little bit like connect the dots, right? So, you know, and then this also helps, because then I know, I mean, for me, it's the last question. That's how we want to emotionally land, right? This is just what we're aiming for. And everything else is just musical. So it's kind of simple once I know it. Then, you know, when people directors get, if they don't have a very good relationship or they don't trust their editors, they undermine them a little bit because they don't feel they have control over it. But that's why God created digital. So there's a story of Mengele and Murch cutting The English Patient. And this is a story that actually came from the DP. He was an Aussie. And he was at NYU and he was saying there's even some shots that you never shot that are in a film. So Mengele, by the way, had his own Avid. By the way, it's good to have a dog in the editing room. They're very good at bringing down the anxiety. And Mengele actually admitted that his cut was not as good as Murch's. And then Miramax had a week left on their contract, and Miramax already came and looked at the cut, and they said, fine, we're taking it. This is great. And Mengele, smart guy, goes to Murch and says, what crazy editor idea have you had that we have not implemented? And Murch said, well, you know, in the scene just before she gives the, after we hear, we go back and we know what happened in the desert and she dies and Willem Dafoe gets the story. And then Juliette Binoche, the nurse, gives the English patient the ampoules of morphine to kill him. We don't have actually a shot of her hearing the story. There is a shot of her in there. What they did was they went to the outs. There's a scene, and actors hate this. There's a scene where her Sikh boyfriend asks her for her hand in marriage that they did not use. But it had the right angle on it, and then it was a two-shot. They rotoscoped him out. They put a neutral background on it. She's crying out of, like, being touched in joy. But no, in the film, she's being touched and sad, and then she gives him the ampoules of... And she wins an Oscar. What crazy editor idea did we not try yet? This is our job as editors, is we have to come up with 100 different ways to get this point. So what's good is if we actually respect and trust the director, and the director trusts and respects us. I was speaking to Alex Payne at one point in Sarajevo years ago, and he said, yeah, I sleep around with my producers and cinematographers, but I'm very true to my writer and my editor. Those are the people that he always works with. So I'm going to give you tips on how to interview an editor. I think it's good to ask an editor to find out how honest they are and how honest they'll be with you of, like, their favorite film that they cut and what ideas did they have that the director didn't take that they wish were in the film, and what ideas did they have that that they had in the film that the director took. And you can get a sense of their own. I mean, they're going to be very shy about it because their whole idea is, I don't have an ego. Just whip me. No. It's not true. Never sit in a director in an editor's chair. Never take their mouse into your hand. You know, there's editor room etiquette stuff. And how do editors interview directors? I mean, similar questions. It's sort of like, what do you like the editing room? What's your favorite? How would you like to work? Do you like me to cut and come in and see stuff, or do you want to be there all the time? And you know, if you're an editor who likes to be alone, how to get it in there that you're alone with the stuff as well.
To listen to the full panel discussion, other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.